Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the people were filled with expectation and are all questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah. John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
So for today, we remember the baptism, and sorry for the water outside, it's snowing winterland. And well, for baptism, the sacrament, my wife is also on, or she's on pastor's track, I'm on word and service track to become a deacon. And she's very academic, and she was preparing a writing example for PhD, application for seminaries. And it's about, it's a coincidence, about Paul and his letter to the Romans and the understanding of baptism in this. And I thought, might be a good idea to have a heavy 30-minute super academic sermon, and I have one of the easiest paper for you, not all the 40 sheets. You can check it. But don't worry for you. This is like having 15 footnotes and weird German. I mean, even I'm German, but I don't understand all the German in there from the old Luther language and Hebrew, Greek. So I'm going to pass it to the pastor and you can check. Or it's only one page. So and actually my wife is preaching in Indiana and she also switched the topic. So I will go on lighter storytelling and I tell you, yeah, because the pastor's track is called Word and Sacrament. So baptism is one of the sacraments. So I'm Word and Service, so I can do storytelling and so I've seen a little video, and usually we see TV shows, or for the kids, cartoons, or the big movies. But we did in school short movies. And I don't know why I came across this at YouTube, maybe because all the AI knows that I'm searching at Netflix some experimental short videos. And it's a video called, a short movie, like 14 minutes, it's called Validation. And I don't have a screen here, but I will put the link on Facebook and on the website. We will have the sermon with the YouTube link. But also, if you just put in Validation, it should be working. The author is, I don't want to be plagiarism here, it's Kurt Koenig. So I can recommend, watch this 14 minutes. And it's very humorous, but at this point, I felt, ethically appealed, but also think of baptism. And maybe struggles or joy, my own personal. And what is the movie about? The first scene takes us to a parking garage with a sign, validation here. Little. And 2 hours of free parking with validation. Good. So, if you had made a proof of transaction, I guess most of us know that parking in Chicago could be pricey. Okay, so we know, stamp on it, go to validation, get it stamped, and that's it, and pay less for parking. But if you go there, we have first guy, man, is kind of worried by all this bad weather and stress. And, well, he's going there, and the guy said, I'm here to get validated, put this ticket. And then the guy on the counter is smiling and said, you are awesome, you are great. The other one said, really? Yes, you are fantastic. You have such an expressive face with striking features. Has anyone ever told you that? The guy said, oh, smile, wow, what? I just wanted my ticket validated. So, in any case, the conversation between these two continues, and the guy, the validation guy, is called Hugh Newman. He speaks words of encouragement to the man, and the expression of the man changes, it brightens up, and finally, man smiles. You has built him up. The kind words of affirmation have transformed him. And of course, he got the validation on his ticket. Well, more and more people coming to you to get their parking ticket validated, older, younger, female, granny, with kids, stressed. And it's all kind of the same unexpectedly validation as a human. And that makes the difference. Everyone is transformed. The word about you spreads, and soon people are parking in the parking garage just to be validated by you, Newman, not to buy anything. And there is a huge queue even outside where the little room is from the parking lot, and people gathering there and waiting in a long line and start to smile up each other and having fun and talking with strangers already outside. That's from a very important point. Then the story, I will not continue with the whole story. At some point, management becomes aware and say, we are here and making business and not therapy. And then at the end, manager says, okay, here, security, quit the job. It's okay, maybe put a machine or whatever. And then, guess what? It's maybe obvious, security guys, kind of low paid, minimum wage, come, say, and what do you think happens? Of course, you smiles at them and affirms them, said, you're great, you really have a tough job. I would not be able to do this. And also security officers are transformed. Finally, they don't kick him out, and it goes on, and it spreads in the news, there's a news announcement, and it got even to president's office. This movie was during the time of George W. Bush, was president. So the whole world is transformed by you. And they have a kind of headline, you Newman, man who changed the world by providing free parking and free compliments. So story develops further, different roles, but promise or email me with the link. It's on Facebook, it will be on the website on my printed version of the sermon. So, but what I really like about the movie, the story is so simple, so impressive moral, it doesn't take much to give people courage or transformation or a smile. It doesn't cost money or really big effort, and it doesn't hurt us. And we all like it if we get validation, right? When we find validation, we all have something to offer, something to share. We are all worth something. And it's good that we are reminded of this from time to time, because we already experience a lot of criticism and negativity. And sometimes we might not even believe that we have our own special gifts that are worth sharing, that we are worth something. And what I find exciting, that also came by the choosing what readings, the Isaiah reading, came to my mind, also this movie back and somewhere in my brain, with these lovingly words. Usually the prophets are kind of hoop, but this kind is so loving words of Isaiah. God speaks lovingly and tenderly to the people of Israel. Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And in the gospel, we also hear such words when the heavens open after Jesus is baptized. You are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased. It seems that even Jesus needs such words of encouragement when he is baptized and then now embarks the whole long journey that ultimately leads him to the cross. Baptism has always been an important part of the Christian faith and Christian identity. And baptism begins, is a new beginning and new life with God. In the past, baptism was kind of an adult thing, time of Jesus, and then in rivers, whatever, then bigger fountains like basins, and then, yeah, we have actually here the picture for kids or for newer members, birth of Jesus, then this was last week or 2 weeks ago as a young adult, young older kid, and then here's the baptism, you see John and Jesus and then the little dove. And then baptism shrinks. Yeah, we have quite a still big baptism, but I've seen some churches just a little tiny bowl, like a cereal bowl, we remind with the water at a time. But the baptism with the sprinkling reminded you, it's also encouragement, confirmation, validation. In baptism, you and I and all those who are baptized receive the promise that we belong to God and that nothing, absolutely nothing, can change this. In baptism, God appoints us as his beloved and unspeakably cherished children. Fear not. I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. This promise, this encouragement, this confirmation changes our lives. And hopefully, this also leads to a change in the way we live our lives. Our heart overflows with the love and grace of God towards our neighbors. And of course, I know this is not always easy. There will be more, even in the movie, some troubles. So sometimes life is just opposite with war or kind of discouragement. So I remember to just one little dogmatic loser. Even Luther struggled, you know, when he wrote all this, he was, am I from the devil? Am I doing right? Locked in, having death sentence on him, just hiding with a false name in this little chamber in the castle under different name and not sure, do I translate this? And, you know, there's a lot of anecdotes about seeing the devil in the ink jar or, but he know one thing for sure, at least I am baptized by God and transformed and I have gifts. I will pray for the grace that God will lead me for doing good and being fully validated, accepted. And I think it's important that we remember our baptism and everything that goes with it. God's promise, God's assurance, and God's confirmation. We simply need to hear words of encouragement from time to time. And we live in a world where people are not always friendly and kind to each other. So it's more, even more important, we need to be reminded, even in our troubled times, that we are surrounded by God's grace and love. And we are valuable, no matter what others think of us. And with the remembrance of baptism, we have different ways, like the sprinkling. Then we have a little bowl of water in the back. And today is a big chance. We have the Worship Olympics, like 10, 15 minutes after the end of the service. And then we also have maybe a chance with the baptism font, also for bigger kids or new members. They want to go closer to some activities of serving today. At the end, I want to go back to the little middle part of this movie, because for me, very important is sometimes if you have different faith traditions and whatever, even looser different congregations, denominations, kind of little tension. So about all the details, I love the part most, let's think about it here, when the people gather even before this validation. If you have not yet baptized members from others, they already begin to start, even in appearance of all this, even outside of the parking lot or the little office, and don't even see this guy forever. And this is for me a great symbolic meaning. We all can change the world, transform it, and feel respected. So at the end, I want to say up for this validation. We all and they all belong to God, redeemed and called and created. We are all created by our all diversity, different colors, by God's beautiful image. We are all siblings, and we are all entrusted to care for each other. So let me close with remembering that we are confirmed by God, that we are all valuable in the eyes of God, always as siblings with the Lord Jesus Christ accepted, and that this confirmation has the power to change us and the world. Amen.